إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. I want to remind myself and you that consistency is the secret of success. Consistency is the basis of your reputation. Reputations are not built on what you do once. Reputations are built on what you do time after time after time without any change. A person is known to be a truthful person if he speaks the truth always. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a person tells a lie, then this becomes a mark against him, and then a person will tell a lie after a lie after a lie until he becomes known as a liar. And the same thing applies to being truthful. Consistency is the secret behind all success. Even in a worldly sense, if you are running a business, reliability is built on what? On delivering the same result every time. So if it's a service business, which is like when we travel, which do you call a good airline? You call a good airline the one where you get the same consistent service throughout. Because every airline, even the world's worst airline, will have incidents or instances where once in a while you get this absolutely heroic customer service. Amazing thing that some individual member of the airline will do, which is never heard of. But the rest of the time, you get lousy service. So the reputation is of lousy service. Even though you cannot say that every airline which has a bad reputation always has lousy. It won't happen, because you will always have somebody who does a good thing. So consistency, same thing with the other businesses. If you are manufacturing a product, your product must be good every time. It's not that you buy something and one time it is good, next time you buy the same thing, then it's not good. Whether it's a food product or it's a consumer durable, anything. The secret is consistency, consistent quality throughout. The reason I'm saying that is that with respect to Ramadan and with respect to our ibadat and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our awareness of the deen, consistency is what counts. Same principle applies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a practice that after Salatul Fajr, he would turn around and he would sit and he would advise the people. Then these Fajr reminders actually be started as a way of recreating and enlivening that sunnah. So this is the sunnah that we, alhamdulillah, we decided to practice, and Allah has given a lot of barakah in that. During the course of that, sometimes he would also ask people if somebody had seen a dream. And then dreams which, if somebody saw a dream which had an interpretation, then Rasulullah ﷺ would used to also interpret that dream. So one day he asked somebody if they had a dream, and Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I had a dream yesterday. And he said that there were two people who accepted Islam on the same day. And one of them died in a ghazwa, he died in a sariya, in a battle, as a shaheed. And the other one, he died 1 year later, of natural causes. And Abu Talha al-Ansari, he said, I saw them both in my dream last night, and the one who died 1 year later of natural causes, he entered Jannah before the one who was Shaheed. So I am puzzled at how is this possible? And Rasulullah ﷺ said, why are you surprised? He said, did he not, this one who died of natural causes a year later, he said, did he not get one additional Ramadan? Did he not get one more Laylatul Qadr? Did he not do all the ma'mulat which he used to do, all the things, the ibadat and the khairat and so forth, that he used to do, all the charity, did he not do that for 1 year, 1 year longer? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward. And he says, as far as the one who died as a shaheed, his reward is secure, inshallah. It does not mean that he gets less. But the man who died a year later, he had 1 year more of life, which he utilized. And that's why what I want to ask remind myself and you, is that the key is consistency. And the way to be consistent is to monitor. What you cannot measure, you cannot guarantee. It's simple as that. It's a basic principle in quality, that quality can be maintained only if you can measure the output. the quality of the output. And that's any quality initiative, whether it is Six Sigma or it is TQM or whatever it is based on measurement. Six Sigma is 3.5 mistakes per million and so on and so forth. So, each thing is maintained, is based on measurement. And that's why maintaining of quality, maintaining of what we did as far as our amal are concerned, measuring them is absolutely critical. And for that, my suggestion is to actually create a P&L account, a profit and loss account, right? So, draw a line down the center of a page, put profit on the left, put loss on the right, or vice versa, whichever you want to put. And every day, write down in that. Best thing to do is buy a register, a regular register which comes with the lines and everything else, right? Keep it next to your bed. And before you go to sleep, just make some notes in that register. Today, my profit things, what did I do? Today, my loss things, what did I do? So, profit things will be all your ibadat, how much Quran did you read, so on and so forth. Also, any decisions that you took which were towards the good. So, for example, if you got involved in some discussion and then there was something which was coming up which would have become ghibat or something, slandering or something which is backbiting, and you decided not to take part in that, or you decided to keep quiet, or you decided to leave the place, or you decided to tell the people, look, let us not do this, this is, we are backbiting, then put it in the profit account, this is what I did. If, for example, you slipped and you also got involved in that, now you realize, oh my God, I should not, put it in the loss. Then, before you go to sleep, all those lost points, make tawbah. All the lost points, make tawbah. The benefit of it is, first of all, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. So, that your account is clean. Second thing is, it brings to your awareness. So, next day, obviously, if the same kind of thing happens, you will not go and do the same thing again. So, alhamdulillah. So, that is why, if you maintain this, monitor this, keep this register of profit and loss, make a P&L account, because all of us are used to all these P&L accounts and so on, we do business, we do that, we do it all the time. So, let us use the same techniques for our deen. Like, what is my profit, what is my loss? Make this list, keep that register next to your bed, so that you don't miss it. Every time when you go to sleep, the register is there. And once in a day, that's all you need to do. Maybe 5 minutes it takes. But that 5 minutes is very, very highly useful and beneficial. As I said, the story of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu with regard to his dream, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's interpretation of that, these small things pile up. One by one by one by one by one, it piles up. For example, like what we were talking about just now, the 6 days of Shawwal, fasting of 6 days of Shawwal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who fasts the whole of Ramadan and then he fasts 6 days in Shawwal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward for one full year of fasting. So, you just fast for 6 days and you have got the reward of fasting for 365 days. Alhamdulillah. And these are the kinds of things which are a special grace and a special reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These small shortcuts. Laylatul Qadr, you got the reward inshallah of praying for 85 years. And alhamdulillah, especially all the ones who do the itikaf, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we ask Allah to grant it to us. And although, even though the ones who did not do itikaf, they came for all the odd nights and they stayed awake and they prayed and so on and so forth, inshallah, may Allah give it to them also. So, that one Laylatul Qadr is 85 years of worship. Now, imagine if Allah gives us the tawfiq and we maintain this, and that's why monitoring is important, right? Itikaf, one day's itikaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes 3 trenches to be dug. Between the Mu'taqif, between the one who made itikaf and Jahannam, the width of each trench is the distance between the heavens and the earth. 3 trenches for 1 day of itikaf. 10 days of itikaf, 30 trenches. Imagine this year after year after year after year after year, how far away you are from the Jahannam. And especially you can never be, too far from the Jahannam. You want to be as far as possible from the Jahannam. Alhamdulillah. And the fact that you can do something once shows that you can do it every year. So, make this niyat also. Alhamdulillah, I made itikaf this year. Inshallah, as long as I live, this will not stop. I will make itikaf every year. Wherever we might be, find a masjid, go and, make itikaf. Khalas. It doesn't have to be in a particular masjid. Go wherever it is. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability. We have, alhamdulillah, stable lifestyle. We are in one place and so on. So, all of this is much easier than other people who have much more turmoil in their lives. So make plus again duas, the acceptance of duas especially in Etikaf, especially in Ramadan. All of these are opportunities. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the tawfiq and gave us the ability to take advantage of that. Let us maintain a record of this, monitor this, so that we continue this throughout the rest of the year, and then year after year after year, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to be pleased with us and accept all our amal and all our du'as. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable all of this to be a source of great khair and great barakah in our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillah rabbil alamin.